I've been immersed in the work of Michael Ratner recently, preparing for tonight, and I've been thinking about how easy it is for a lot of Americans to forget the fact that even if you have a reasonably good constitution and plenty of good laws, you have to keep fighting relentlessly to defend them, and above all, to defend the least powerful people in a society, which these days seems to include an increasing number of us. For whatever reason, megalomania, fear, primate behavior, it's always a fight to gain and then to maintain the most basic rights and freedoms. That is what the Center for Constitutional Rights is all about. Now, as the adage goes that we journalists are taught, governments lie. They also spy on you. Since the 1960s, the Center for Constitutional Rights has been fighting a continual battle against U.S. government surveillance, break-ins to people's homes and offices, wiretapping, every kind of intrusion into people's lives, particularly those who express any kind of dissent. The targets of this surveillance are mostly those working for such subversive goals as peace and equal rights for women and for people with brown skin. Groups like Greenpeace and the Quakers seem to be a particularly dangerous threat. They were actually investigated by the FBI as domestic terror cases as recently as the last couple of years. The Center for Constitutional Rights has been fighting racial profiling by institutions like the New York City Police Department. And we're talking about the kind of profiling that results not only in unequal treatment, but also brutality and sometimes even murder. When the center wins cases, as they have won a major cases against the New York City Police Department, then the struggle to get the police to comply goes on and on. Their work extends to the rest of the world as well as the U.S., and of course there are both wins and losses, as we'll be talking about tonight. The Center for Constitutional Rights sued Chevron Texaco for murdering protesters in Nigeria, and they lost. But they successfully sued the oil company Unocal for collaborating with the Burmese military to provide essentially slave labor for a pipeline project in Burma. They won a major First Amendment victory against the FBI and the Oakland Police Department, who had framed environmental activists. The center has filed criminal complaints against U.S. officials, including George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld, for war crimes and torture. They continue to fight against the attacks on women's health, and they fight for the right of Palestinians to live peacefully. And of course, they won the major victories that allowed Guantanamo prisoners to challenge their detention in court, basic habeas corpus. The media had been representing Guantanamo as a detention center for, you probably all remember this, the worst of the worst. But when you read Michael Ratner's work, you learn that the vast majority of detainees were innocent. They were children and teachers. They were cab drivers and shepherds. I'm particularly haunted by the story of a Guantanamo prisoner who was a frail old man in his 90s who was chained with shackles to his walker. He was confused, weeping, somebody's grandfather. Reading Michael Ratner's work, we learn not only about the tortures of waterboarding and sleep deprivation and excruciating stress positions that we've all heard about, but then also about sick prisoners who are punished by having their medical care withheld, people walking around with broken bones and no casts, the near starvation diets that they were put on, and the use of food as a reward for cooperation. So if somebody confessed, whether or not it was a false confession, they'd get a Big Mac. We learn about the continual beatings, about the prison cells that were essentially cages with no protection from the tropical sun and the rain and the giant insects. These are things that everyone should know. They should be on the front page of every newspaper in the country. They're stories of bodies mutilated and spirits broken by deeply corrupted government systems. Michael Ratner is a great role model, I think, of courage, of speaking the truth and defending the powerless, no matter how popular or unpopular the cause may be. when the Center for Constitutional Rights was assembling the team to represent Guantanamo detainees in 2002, not a single other legal organization had the guts to join them. Ratner speaks out through both his legal work and through the media, including his excellent websites and radio show, which you should all check out online. He knows that for every successful victory in court, there is a grassroots movement behind it, and that telling the real stories to as many people as possible is just as important as presenting great legal arguments. And he teaches us that any decent civilization is based on not just justice for the few, but justice for all. I think a lot of people don't even want to look at these issues because they're too horrible, and the feelings of rage and powerlessness arise in the face of these vast structures of firepower and money. It seems impossible to fight them. Here you have a person who is fighting and often winning and doing it with legal brilliance and with a sense of humor and deep humanity. Please welcome Michael Ratner.
Thank you, Marisha.